Hey, Matt. Merry Christmas.
This isn't how we start shows.
It's not. But this is a special occasion because this episode is coming out on Christmas Day, 2019.
That's right. Merry Christmas to you, Ben, as well. I apologize for missing that when you introduced the show. You know, it's morning, hopefully, where you are. Maybe there's a tree somewhere near you. Maybe not. Maybe right. It's got lights on it. That's a cherub at some point for some reason.
Okay, there we go. Oh, I just got it. You're talking about Christmas trees.
I was, yeah.
I can't believe it's been a weird day, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe you're just outside and it's a lovely morning.
I seriously thought you were just talking about regular trees.
Yeah.
I'm not a Christmas expert.
Well, they were regular trees until, you know, someone murdered them and then dressed up their corpse, right?
Well, the weird thing is, you know, you put the tree in water, so it's still alive.
I know.
And some services will return the trees.
Really?
I don't know. It just sounds like a nice thing to tell people at Christmas.
It's a recycled Christmas tree farm.
So we wanted to wish everyone the best from Paul, Mission Control, Deckant, and Noel Brown, Matt Frederick, and myself. We hope that you and your loved ones are having a wonderful end of the year. Whether or not you celebrate Christmas specifically, whether you celebrate Hanukkah, whether you celebrate some other commemoration, that we as a species have almost made it to the end of 2019.
Yes.
We wanted to share with you an oldie but a goodie. For a while, Matt, you and I would work with our team to do radio shows, fiction horror stories, right?
Yeah. And this one in particular we made a little while back. It's called, oh, you read it already. It's called See You Next Time. And, oh, man, do I like this.
How would you describe this one?
I would say a recording that never should have been is replayed and terrible things happen.
Right. Yeah. This is, we worked assiduously on this one, and we hope that if you haven't heard it before, you lend us your ears. It's a little bit different. It features an Avengers level cavalcade of our peers and colleagues. You know, we have, let's see, astute listeners will notice Jonathan Strickland shows up in a scene.
Absolutely.
Lauren Vogelbaum's there. Our colleague Noel did a great job doing the production on this, and he is also in there.
I honestly haven't listened to it in a while. I'm going to be listening while you are listening. So
yeah, we're actually going to listen along. But, you know, we do sincerely hope you enjoy it, and we hope it creeps you out just a little bit. Let us know what you think. This is sort of, I don't know, think of it as like our gift to you. So thanks for listening to the show. We are so close to entering a new year with new strange adventures. And maybe if you like this kind of stuff, we can do more of it in the future.
Yes. All right. And really, really, really enjoy that last part at the end with the bad, scary thing that happens, that it's so great. It's so great. Just prepare yourselves. It's going to get creepy. And Merry Christmas.
Those same 50 witnesses probably saw you drive away, too.
What? Neil? Where are you?
Vige Bilaniak. Vige Arimaniak.
Hello? Neil?
Neil isn't here, Joe. But he will be soon. Many people will be here soon enough. Tell you a secret.
What? No, no.
Remember.
No, let me go. Let me go. Not again.
Hi, this is Joe. I'm away from the phone right now. If you could leave your name and number, I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Hey, Joe, it's Kate. Sorry to call so early. Just wanted to make sure you're still on to fill in for Paul today. We're recording at the usual time, and thanks again, man. You're a lifesaver.
Hello, this is Joe. Hello? Hello? God damn it. Okay, well, at least I can still grab a few more minutes of sleep and...
Looks like you gotta go, baby.
Yeah. Love you. I'll call you later.
And that's the way it was, until it wasn't. Good night from the Witless News Team.
And that's a wrap on the live feed. We are good to go to the pre-recorded stuff. Good guys. Hey, Kate, have you heard from Joe yet?
He's supposed to be here, though. I called him.
Well, let's give him a sec if that's okay with you.
Oh, sure. He's probably just running late or something.
Ah, traffic, right? What are you guys covering today anyway?
We're going to do music in the mind, you know, like how it affects your mood, minor keys. Music is torture.
Torture?
Oh, right. It's pretty common, even. A kind of psychological warfare. Like, picture the CIA holding a prisoner in some unmarked black site, playing the same song over and over again for hours or days, occasionally stopping to ask a question. Usually the same question, over and over. Paul was pretty into it before he, went on vacation or... whatever. It's all he talked about right before he left. You know how he gets.
Right. When's he supposed to be back anyway?
I'm not sure. Next week? He was a little bit vague. Surprise.
Yeah, weird guy. But so what kind of music are you guys talking about anyway? Like opera or mariachi or pop? I could see pop songs. Something with like auto-tune.
Wouldn't be surprised if they gave every genre a shot. The most common one, apparently, is the Barney theme song.
Like the purple dinosaur? I hate that guy. There's something just sort of unsettling, kind of creepy about that whole show.
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late.
Dude. Joe, are you okay?
I just...
Sit down. Take a breath.
I was in traffic. You know, that intersection by North and Highland, the one that always gets clogged up when people are trying to make a left?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there and stuck waiting on the light. You know, it was busted. It was just blinking red and people are honking their horns like crazy. But it's bumper to bumper. Nothing's moving, right? And then this guy in the car in front of me, he gets out and he walks out and he leaves the door open. And in the car, it's still running, and he goes over to this car in front of him, and he's moving slow, you know, like a zombie or something. And he pulls out a gun.
What the f***?
I know, dude. He pulls out a gun and he shoots into the other car, like point blank. And he turned and looked at me, like directly at me, and he holds the gun up to the side of his head, and blam, and he blew his brains out right there on the street. I saw it.
Jesus, what did you do?
I ran and drove off. I mean,
you didn't stay for the cops?
I don't know, Neil. I couldn't. It wasn't. I was afraid to stay there.
Dude, I don't mean to be a dick or anything, but you know you have to call the cops. I mean, you know this, right?
I can't, okay? I can't explain why, but this guy, when he looked at me, he said something.
Like?
Something about dreaming, or I was only dreaming, or Verge Vilt, something. And does this make any sense to you guys? I had this dream last night, and I keep having these dreams over and over.
Look, why don't we just record this next segment tomorrow? You should go home, call the police, and let them know that you're a witness.
Look, Kate, I appreciate it. I do. But right now, the only thing that I want to do is record. There has to be at least 50 other witnesses, 50 other people around, you know? They don't need me.
Those same 50 witnesses probably saw you drive away, too.
What?
You're right. Someone had to have seen you.
No, it's just what you said just now, Neil. Can we just record the show, guys? I will call the police. I promise.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it. Please.
All right, man. Whatever, you got it. Okay, levels are good. Give me just one sec. There's our blinking little light, and we are rolling. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Science on the Mind. I'm Kate, and today we've got a special guest for you, Joe Campbell, who will be filling in for Paul.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me on the show, Kate.
Thanks for coming. Listeners, you've probably heard Joe on a few of our other shows, but here's something you might not know about him. In addition to being great in front of and behind the mic, Joe's also a musician. And that, sir, makes you a perfect host for today's episode. Today, we're talking about music, but not just any kind of music. We're talking about music as a weapon.
Sorry, guys. I have no f***ing idea what just happened there. Never heard anything like that before. Can you talk into the mic real quick?
Yeah. Testing.
Oh, okay. Kate, now you?
Sure. Sound check.
Jeez, I have no idea. Everything seems okay. Just hold on 1 second. God damn. Jesus. Ah.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Kate, and this is Science on the Mind. Today, we're joined by a very special guest, Joe Campbell, who's filling in for Paul.
Hi, everybody.
Thanks for coming. Listeners, you've probably heard Joe on a few of our other shows, but here's something you might not know about him. Joe's also a musician, and that, sir, makes you a perfect host for today's episode. Today, we're talking about music, but this isn't some Pitchfork review, right?
Right. No, we're talking about a different kind of music, a use of music, you could say.
We're talking about music as science, applied science, music as a tool.
As a weapon, even.
Exactly. Let's start with a story. Joe, you recently sat down with Professor Hans Weisbaum, a music historian, to look at the role music plays not just in history, but in the human mind.
So, Dr. Weisbaum, let's start at the beginning. What do you wish more people knew about music?
Ah, good question, and thank you. How to start? Well, human beings have, as we know, multiple ways of encountering our reality. We call these mediums senses.
Five, right? We have five senses.
That's a common misconception. Research proves that we, at any rate, have more than five. There are five basic historical senses. Sight, of course, the most important for current civilization, and smell and taste, the two being extraordinarily intertwined, and touch, which can be passed into multitudinous sub-senses. And most importantly, we have...
Sound, hearing.
Yes.
But didn't you say that vision was the most important sense?
To our current society, yes. But remember, civilization is not a constant thing. It is a fragile light, and sometimes it goes out, only for a new society to arise in its place. Today, sight is the most important sense. But for the majority of human history, sound was our primary experience. It informed us in vital ways. We cannot touch a thing and know its history or future. We cannot taste a thing and immediately know if it will, nourish or negate us, yes?
Yeah, but sound.
Yes, sound. Early human predators hunted at night. And even now, the average unaided human eye cannot see in darkness. So we listened. We heard, and as we heard, we survived. The first communication man made with the world around him was through sound. Music is a result of that. Music precedes art. Music precedes language. And music at its base is only an arrangement of sound in some curated order. The oldest reserves of human knowledge were likely songs. So, in a way, you could say the study of music is the oldest of human pursuits.
Oh, Ніга червоно.
Ugh, sorry, you guys. I don't know what's going on today.
Look, it's already past five, and this isn't going live until next week, and we can always roll live if we have to. Why don't we just knock off early? Yeah, Joe?
Yeah, sure, I guess.
I mean, I'm not going to say no to leaving early. Want to meet up at the spot?
Sergeant Clark denies any connection between the recent spate of murder-suicides.
At this time, we have no indication that the events you mention are related. We do, however, warn everyone to be vigilant and alert your local authorities if you see an act of violence. We will follow up on these separate investigations and issue updates as they are available. Thank you for your time. No further questions.
Spoken like a true wannabe mayor.
Sounds like you weren't the only one to see something strange.
So, wait, where is Paul exactly?
He's on vacation, we think.
For 2 weeks? I mean, what, does he just save up all year? Does he never take any normal people vacation time?
Nope. Sometimes Paul just disappears. Super professional.
I'm sure there's a reason. And I mean, we do sort of pay him to be the weird guy, you know?
Uh-huh. What was it last time? Area 51? A competitive eating contest. An underground gun show that turned him into an NRA nut all over again? I forget.
Maybe he has family stuff.
I mean, he is a pretty private person, at least from what I hear around the office.
He's an a**t is what he is, and our bosses let him get away with it. Who else could just f*** off without telling anyone for weeks at a time?
Okay. He does this, like, maybe once a year. Janice said he told her.
Through a text message the Sunday before. Right. All class, that one.
Wait, so he just ghosted? You guys didn't record ahead or anything like that?
We have a few episodes in the can, but I mean, come on, we have to make a weekly show. We can't just go into reruns.
He knows that.
Then where is he? And why are you always on his side?
Look.
It's just convenient that he doesn't have a problem pulling a Houdini whenever he wants, and he'll stroll right back in expecting to get all the credit for shows he didn't even make. And you guys are gonna let him.
Oh, come on, Kate. Happens, you know that.
Okay, look, I'm not as close with him as you guys are, but I remember him saying something about the music episode. He seemed to think he'd be back in time to record it. I mean, that's why I was so surprised when you asked me aboard. I do appreciate it, though.
No, of course. We appreciate it. I'm sorry, man. It's just frustrating. I mean, I'd like to take a vacation once in a while, too, and I'm sure Neil feels the same way. But here we are with half a host, and apparently there's a suicide epidemic or whatever.
Wait. Yeah, about that. How many do you think there have been at this point?
Suicides?
Here you go, guys. Anything to eat?
I'm good, but hey, Carla, what was that on the news?
Probably the suicide epidemic. That's what they're calling it. It's all over the radio. Don't you guys listen to the news?
We heard something, but...
Yeah, it's like across the city people are killing each other. And themselves. You seriously haven't heard about this? It's like close to 11 people or something.
I gotta go.
Hey, hang on, man. Wait a sec.
Hey, hon, it's me. I'm on the way back. I hope you're doing okay. Today was just... Look, I'll see you in a bit. Ring me if you want me to pick anything up on the way home. Oh, green light. Gotta go. Love you. Bye.
So why aren't the police saying anything? Why isn't the news, the lamestream news that is, covering this? There's a bloodbath out there, people. And don't act for a second like Uncle Sam doesn't know what's going on. But we've seen the light. Well, some of us have. But we've been expecting this. Those of us with our eyes open, that is. For a long, long time now. Let's go to the phones.
Muscle.
nail can add this science. Azóta szomorú mindig a vasárnap, könny csak az italom, kenyerem a bánat.
Hey! Where is everybody?
It's like a ghost town. Nobody's in the office, and traffic was pretty light, too.
Yeah, did you catch the news this morning?
You know, I hate listening to the news right before a show. I haven't even turned on my computer. Why? What's up?
Hang on. Hello? Hello? Hey! Hey, what's up, man? Dude? Hello? Ground control to Major Tom. Ah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yes. But, well, have you seen Joe? No. Sure. Urgent. Okay. We'll see you. That was Paul. Looks like he's back in town. Sounded wasted.
And is Captain Mystery planning on joining us at work today?
He said he needs to meet us outside of the office.
Well, you guys have fun.
He asked for both of us. He said it was urgent.
Showing up for your job sounds pretty urgent to me.
He sounded pretty shaken up. He's our friend.
He's your friend, Neil.
Fine. Then he's a guy who needs help. I get it. Maybe he got fired or something. But what would you want us to do if you needed help?
We're still waiting on Joe, even if apparently everyone else took the day off.
He said Joe's not coming.
How the hell would he know?
Just come with me, please.
Fine. Where?
While we cannot respond to any inquiries regarding an ongoing investigation, we will provide updates as soon as possible. At this point, we have issued a citywide warning and allocated additional resources to local schools, government offices, and financial centers.
What about state-level warnings? How do you respond to the news of the governor's disappearance?
Again, we are in the process of several unrelated investigations, and we will provide updates as they appear. At this time, we are asking citizens to use extreme caution when out late or alone in unfamiliar areas. If you see anything suspicious, please contact your local police department immediately.
This is the most crowded I've ever seen this place.
There he is, the prodigal podcaster returns. Good to see you, man. You had us all a little worried. Hey, what's up? You look like 6 pounds of shit in a 4-pound bag.
Neil, Kate, thanks for coming. I owe you both an apology.
That's all right.
Sure do.
Hey, you guys want anything?
No.
Jameson on the rocks?
3 Jamesons, please.
Where's Carla?
She hasn't been in today. Sick or something, I guess. I'll be right back with those drinks, guys.
So what is it now, Paul? Planning to grace us with your presence at the office one of these days? Apology not accepted, by the way.
You guys remember when we first tried to start this show? It seemed like a bad idea. There's so much noise out there. Who the are we to add to it? But now here we are. Millions of people tune in each week. And then it seemed like such a good idea. We used to toast to how lucky we were, how smart we were. But we were wrong. Everyone was wrong.
All right. Are you okay, man? I mean, where the fuck have you been?
Hungary.
Who the hell goes to Hungary?
No one anymore. It'll be just like that here soon. We have to get out of here, out of the city. It's not going to be safe here much longer.
We have to get out of here. God, you were so melodramatic. Do you know that? No, it's ridiculous. You disappeared, Paul, in April. And everyone just pretended, oh, he's on vacation. Now you show up drunk and you expect us to just leave the city? What the f*** does that even mean? Are you f***ing crazy? Are you insane?
Kate, you're right. You're right. I am drunk. I had to go, okay? I had to see it for myself. Just humor me, okay? Please, Neil.
Okay. Okay.
It was the music. When we first started prepping for this piece on music and the mind, I dug through everything I could find. Interviews, archival recordings from the Congressional Library, declassified documents from interrogations at black sites, you know, the usual stuff.
So
one thing stayed with me. This legend, I guess you'd call it. Back in the 30s, there was this guy, a composer named Rezo Ceres. He's kind of a two-bit, you know, just one of 100,000 other would-be songwriters, dreaming of being a European Stephen Foster or something. He moved to Paris, and his life spiraled downward. His parents died. He went bankrupt.
But you said you went to Hungary.
Yes. Listen, that's where he ended up. Then his girlfriend, fiancé maybe, she left. He tried to kill himself. But instead, he wrote a song. And it was a success. You've probably heard of it. Gloomy Sunday?
Yeah, that Billie Holiday song, right?
Yeah, but that wasn't her. That was a cover song.
Bingo. Yes. But the one we hear, the ones we've always heard, those are all covers. But the original recording, the original pressing, the suicide started right after its release. A man jumps from a fifth-story window in downtown Antwerp. A woman slits her child's wrists in a Berlin bathtub. Then she slips into the water and slices her own throat. More and more deaths. No motive, no explanation, no commonality except for this one thing. This song.
A song that makes people kill themselves?
Yes. But the record sells so fast that it just goes into repressing almost immediately. The song's sad, sure, blame the C minor key, I guess, but most people are fine. Most are. Especially Rezo. He's making money hand over fist, more than he's ever made in his life, until the cops ask him to visit the morgue. His ex had joined the trend. She drank acid. Her suicide note? Two words. Gloomy Sunday.
I love a story.
But it's true. I went to Hungary, all the way to that dip little town where Rezo ran when his ex died. He withered away in a piano bar, and he didn't listen to that original pressing for years.
But you did listen to it, right?
Yes. In 1968, he jumped from a window, but he survived.
Doesn't Hungary already have a high suicide rate?
In the hospital? He strangled himself with a wire. Same night.
Bullshit.
It's true. I found it. I found one of the original pressings.
Then why are you still alive?
Because I haven't listened to it. There's a thumb drive copy in my apartment, but the original record, it's... Someone took it.
So you traveled halfway across the planet to find some cursed record and lost it on the way back.
I didn't say I lost it. I said someone took it. That's what's going on. Someone else found the record, and they're putting it back on the air. People don't just wake up one day and decide to kill their family. Joe Campbell didn't just...
Didn't what? What are you even saying?
Joe's dead.
Oh, come on.
You don't listen to the radio. You either, Kate. We are making shows all day. Who wants to listen to more of that shit? No one. Except for Joe. When's the last time you saw him?
Here, actually, yesterday.
And since then?
We texted him. Maybe he didn't get it, but listen to yourself, Paul. This is ridiculous. I know you've got a lot on your plate, but you probably should have taken a real vacation instead of...
Wait.
Of what?
Shh!
Hey, is that Carla?
We have to get out of here. Now!
What the f*** are you talking about?
Now, come on!
The
closest soundproof place we can find. Get to the office. Do not turn on the radio.
Those people and Carla, what was she saying? Was it the song?
Yes, I think so.
They were chanting like it was a cult or something.
Yeah, they must have it on the satellite radio now.
Who the hell are they?
I don't know. Did you see Neil?
He got to his car, I think, but...
My phone isn't working.
Mine either.
Oh, they're outside. Here, take this.
A gun?
I'm going out there to block the main door and look for Neil. Kate? Don't let anyone in unless you're certain it's one of us. Kate! Run! Run!
Joe, what happened to your head? Joe, what are you?
Joe is gone. All a piece of him remains in here. Just enough to keep the lights on, you could say.
I don't want to hurt you. Stop. Stop. I will shoot. Oh, God. You should be dead.
There we are. You know, he was right. Almost your friend out there in the hallway. There really was a lesson. But he didn't compose the song so much as transcribe it. It's been so long since we used human tongues, and each time the light flickers, another thousand languages take its place. He wasn't talented, Rezo. No, none of you are. But he did have a knack for language, and do you know what he did?
F*** you.
Do you know what he did? He found us. Your Rezo found the old works, the sigils. He called to us out there in the dark. And when one of you hails us, a light gleams across the chasms of the abyss. A gateway. And all he wanted was fame. Can you imagine? Can you? He thought his death would end it. But the dark is long and deep and endless. And oh, we are patient.
Oh, what are you?
We are Legion. We are the emptiness behind the stars. We are the dark and we hunger.
Neil! Neil!
Neil is gone.
You killed him?
Kill? You do not know death. You will never know death now. But you are industrious. Now a single spell can touch millions of you. And the time for bargaining has passed. Now you and your kind shall serve a different purpose. We shall make new Nephilim. We shall eat the light. Every glimmer. We shall feast until the last star is silenced. Who will carry the world into this new age? Who will bear the new race into the darkness? And there were giants in those days. Let me tell you a secret.
On the murder-suicide epidemic with no further news from Boston or New York. Now, let's cut live to Sergeant Clark from the Atlanta Police Department.
Aram Azimberek Yarlok Esi Basnak Vege Avilagnak.
Hello, everyone.
if you can hear me. I'm filling in for our usual hosts, who couldn't make it today. I'm filling in for everyone, in fact. Maybe you too.
It's July 1st, and I haven't seen another person for the last 2 weeks. Everyone's gone. All the real people, anyway. Without so much as a see you next time. There's something taking over. If you're hearing this and you're outside, please just listen closely. You are in danger. Go indoors. Whatever you can get, whatever place you can find. If you're hearing this, then stay on this channel. The others aren't safe. I don't know how much time I've got here, but as long as that little red light keeps flickering, we're going to repeat this message. Get indoors. Don't turn on the radio. And if you can hear me, listen. Something is happening to people. They're not themselves. We may be the last ones left. Stay on this dial, and I'll keep you as updated as I can until that little red light goes out. Let me tell you a secret.
Vasárnap kedvesem, gyere el, pap is lesz koporsó ravatal, gyász lepel. Akkor is virág vár, virág és koporsó, virágos fák alatt utam az utol.
A Sorrowbred production featuring Noel Brown as Neil, Lauren Vogelbaum as Kate, Matt Frederick as Paul, Jed Drummond as Hans Weisbaum, Kristen Conger as Sergeant Clark, Joe McCormick as the news anchor, Lauren Sprouse as Carla, Christian Sager as the morning host, Jonathan Strickland as the server. Story by Rezo Saris. Concept by Sorrowbred. Sound design by Noel Brown. Voice direction by Noel Brown and Jed Drummond. Produced by Sorrowbred, a division of Illumination Global Unlimited.